The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey gamers, this is Level E. A new adventure begins every time you press start. So get ready, power up, and let's jump into the game. Hi everyone, welcome back. Today's episode is going to be a bit different than usual. Most of the time, it's just me here, talking to you, sharing stories, thoughts, and whatever's been on my mind lately. But today, I'm not alone. This episode is extra special because we have a guest joining us. Yeah, someone's actually sitting right next to me right now, and I'm really excited to introduce her to you. Her name is Hao Zhang, and she's one of my closest friends. She's an international student from China and is currently studying English at the ELS Language School at Dominican University of California. We haven't known each other for that long, just a little over a year, but we got along almost instantly. And the thing that brought us together, surprise, is gaming. Now, I'm the type of person who loves all kinds of games, whether it's console games on my Switch or quick mobile games on my phone. How? Though, it's more focused. She mainly plays mobile games, and not just casually. She's really good. One of our go-to games is Identify, which we play together all the time. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that the very first time we played, I was stunned. She wasn't just good. She was leading the team, making clutch saves, and reading the game like a pro. I remember just sitting there thinking, okay, how is she doing that? I even joked that she should go pro, and honestly, I still stand by that. But what makes gaming fun with her isn't just winning. It's the conversations we have while we play. Sometimes, we will be talking about game strategies, and then suddenly, we are sharing random thoughts about school, life, or weird things that happen during the day. Even when we are both super busy, we always find time to jump on for a quick match and a good chat. In today's episode, we are going to talk about some of the things that often come with gaming stuff. That is not just about playing, but about the culture that's formed around games. Like how easy it is now to meet people online through games. Hao and I have both experienced that. Making friends during matches, chatting with strangers who later become regular teammates, and even forming connections that feel just as strong as real-life friendships. It's kind of amazing, really. There are people you might never meet in person, but you will remember the way they help you in a tough match. Or that one time you both failed miserably and laughed for 10 minutes straight. We will also be chatting about in-game purchases, something that's become a huge part of gaming today. From cosmetic skins to power-ups and season passes. A lot of games are free to download, but packed with things you can spend money on. Sometimes, it's fun to customize your character or unlock something cool. But sometimes, it can also feel like the game is pressuring you to pay if you want to keep up. We will share our thoughts, what we like, what we don't, and how we personally handle it. And, of course, we will talk about the deeper side of gaming too, like how easy it is to lose track of time. I mean, we've all been there, right? You start playing just one more game, and suddenly it's 2 a.m. We will be honest about our own experiences, including times we maybe play a little too much, and how we try to find a good balance between enjoying games and taking care of everything else in life. This isn't going to be a lecture or anything super serious. It's just two friends having a conversation about the things we enjoy, the challenges we've run into, and the stuff we've noticed along the way. Whether you are someone who plays games all the time or just occasionally, or even if you are not really a gamer but are curious about gaming culture, we think you will find something to connect with in this episode. So stick around and let's jump into the conversation. It's going to be a fun one. All right, let's start the interview with our guest. First, let me ask you, what's your favorite game?
My favorite game is Honor of Kings.
Wow, I didn't know you like Honor of Kings. I've heard of it a lot, but I never actually play it. Can you tell us about the game and why do you like it?
It's a tower-pushing game with a lot of different characters to choose from, depending on who you like. There are also 1v1 and 3v3 modes. I really enjoy the teamwork parts, especially when I play with friends. It gets super intense and winning a comeback feels amazing.
I get that feeling. It's like when we play Identify and escape through the gate. Super happy, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
So, what was the first game you played as a kid?
The first game I played was My Talking Tom. Have you heard it?
Of course, that was back in elementary school, right?
Yep, I remember always begging my mom to let me use her phone because interacting with Tom was so fun.
I remember you could feed him milk and talk to him, and he would repeat what you said.
Exactly. For 8-year-old me, that was super cool. It felt like having a pet.
So, were your parents the type to let you play as much as you wanted? Or delayed set limits?
Oh, they were super strict. Before junior high, I could only play for 15 minutes a day.
What? No way. I thought my screen time was bad, but yours was even worse. Did you ever try to rebel against it?
Of course. I once snuck into my parents' room in the middle of the night and stole their phones to play games.
I totally did that too. Did you ever get caught?
Oh, definitely. I got in big trouble. My dad even scolded me and said I was addicted to games.
Same here. My dad once asked me, "Can you even survive without games?" So, do you think you were actually addicted?
I don't think I was addicted, but I was definitely obsessed for a while. I didn't think about game when I had serious stuff to do, but the moment I had free time, all I wanted to do was play.
Sam, we really have similar experiences. So, have you ever worked hard just for the sake of playing games?
You mean like grading for ranks or in real life?
Like, my dad used to say if I exercised, helped with chores, and studied, he would let me play games. So, I really worked hard for that reward.
My parents didn't do that. But once, when I was a kid, I actually studied super hard and got first place in class, just so my dad would let me buy stuff in a game.
Wow, that's such a cool story. Tell me more about it.
Back then, I was super into this game called Most World. It was like a mini virtual world. You could do part-time jobs, earn money, buy things you liked, take on different jobs, and even raise your own little pet. Some of the coolest items were only for members, so I begged my dad for a long time, but he keeps saying no.
I play that game too. I'm so sad it's gone. It'll always be one of my biggest childhood regrets. So, how did you finally convince your dad?
I told my dad, if I get first place in class, can you buy me a membership? He thought about it for a bit and said yes.
Wow, that's been a huge motivation for you. How did you work for it?
I gave everything I had just for that membership. After school, the first thing I thought was about how I wanted to buy pretty clothes in the game. So I studied really hard.
That actually sounds like a really positive influence. Nowadays, a lot of people say games are useless and just make people addicted or lazy. What do you think about that?
How can anyone say games are completely useless? When I play games, I feel super relaxed and accomplished, especially after an exciting match. And when I get lucky and pull a super rare item, I'm happy for a whole week.
Same here. Moments like just that make me feel happy no matter what's going on. So, do you spend money on games now?
I do. I think it's just like watching a movie. Spending a little money for fun isn't a bad thing.
I totally agree. A lot of people think spending money on games is a bad habit. They said it's a waste and can mess up your real life.
If someone's spending all their savings on games and can't even afford food, then yeah, that's a problem. But if it's within your budget, I think spending on games is just a part of life.
Well said. Just like you said, it's like watching a movie. Spending a bit of money to enjoy yourself isn't a bad thing at all. So, how long do you usually play games each day?
I play for about 1 to 2 hours a day. I still have school, so I don't have that much free time.
I think that's a good balance, with real life and gaming. What about when you have more free time?
If I have more time, of course I play longer. I usually call up my friend to play together. You know how I am. Sometimes I suddenly message you and tell you to get online.
Yeah, your message always come out of nowhere. So, I guess you prefer playing with friends rather than playing alone?
Definitely. Playing with friends feel more like we are fighting side by side.
Have you ever made any online friends through games?
I have chatted and played with online friends before, but I've never met any of them in real life. I think meeting internet friends should be done carefully.
That's so true. You never really know who's behind the screen. There have been so many news stories about people getting kidnapped after meeting online friends.
Exactly. That's why I think it's better to just chat online. Meeting in real life is a big no for me.
I agree. Alright, final question. What's your opinion on violent video games? Some people say kids who play violent games will start doing bad things like hurting others or setting fires, just like the characters in the game.
I think if a kid copies what they see in a game, the game isn't the real problem. It's more about the kid's personality or that the parents didn't teach them well. I mean, we are taught from a young age that those things are wrong, right?
Yeah, I think the same. If you already know what's right and wrong before playing those games, you won't go out and do bad things in real life. Alright, that's the end of today's interview. Hao shared so many thoughts and experiences that are really similar to mine. It was super valuable and fun. Thanks so much for joining us on Joysticks Adventure. You really made this episode even better.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.